My name is Daryl Kwan. Thanks for being with us. Hello to our friends listening from Kofi Radio on KTU Radio. Finance Minister Dr. Councillor Tofosin is insisting that he expects end-of-year inflation to hit 5%, far better than the high-end projection of 10%. This is despite the current tensions in the Middle East and rising crude oil prices, which have caused $100 a barrel. The minister is also expecting to end 2026 with a far higher growth rate of 6% than earlier projected. Dr. Tofosin disclosed this when he appeared on PM Express Business Edition.
Ghana's GDP growth will be at least 4.8%. First quarter, I'm seeing 6.4. I'm very hopeful that the target of at least 4.8% will be achieved and even exceeded. But be it as it may, I'm very cautious. And so I have the government has decided that 4.8% GDP growth, real GDP growth for 2026 must be made. Our target was to do 1.5% of GDP surplus by the end of the year.
Okay.
Spend only what I have, my brother. If I don't have the resources, I can spend. And IMF does not deal with political parties. They deal with government and countries. I have a responsibility to achieve 1.5% of GDP. Are you telling me that I should default on the promises of which government of Ghana has taken a loan from the IMF? Certainly no, I can't do that.
Well, the finance minister revealed in the media budget presentation that despite abolishing multiple taxes and introducing no new tax handles, non-oil tax revenue increased by 0.5% of GDP from 12.6% of GDP in 2024 to 13.1% of GDP in 2025. Chief Executive Office of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Margaret Wabaje, is hopeful the abolishment of the 20% excise duty on locally produced beverages will strengthen players in the industry.
Yes, so I think that there's a clear indication that we are going to have that stability within the economy. I'm also particularly happy about the abolition of the 20% excise duty on locally manufactured fruit juice.
Okay.
We spend a lot of dollars importing fruit juice because the local manufacturers are not competitive. So if this abolishment will make them competitive, for me, it will help us. We will produce what we are consuming here. And then I think businesses will also expand to employ more people.
Reaction from Chief Executive of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. While economist Professor Gopher Bokwe has criticized the implementation of the 24-hour economy policy, describing the initiative as requiring stronger action and clearer prioritization to achieve its intended impact.
The possibility of working in trade shift was not just a slogan, it's in the policy and all of that. And this was supposed to increase creation and working around the clock. I'm thinking that the government had missed the point on that one, because when it comes to the 24-hour economy, there are low-hanging fruit. I'm expecting to see 24-hour working in the construction sector. And I think that overall, I'm not too sure government is pushing hard on the big push, because so far it's almost 2 years, 1.5 years down the line since they took over power. We are still way behind on the construction of major roads.
Away from the budget, IC Insights, a leading research firm, says it expects a modest decline in headline inflation for July 2026, forecasting an inflation of 5% for July. This is coming after inflation surged for three consecutive months to 5.3% in June 2026. More in the following report.
According to IC Research Insights, it perceives easing upside risk in July 2026 and expects a modest decline in headline inflation for July 2026. The research firm added that global energy prices have shifted sharply lower, with Brent crude oil trading just above $70 per barrel and virtually pricing out the wartime premium. It observed an almost immediate pass-through to domestic energy prices in the second pricing window for fuel in June 2026. IC Insights pointed out that the decline in domestic petroleum price have intensified with the CDI appreciation in June, providing additional drag in the July fuel pricing window. Already, the Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana this week kept the policy rate at 14% due to tension in the Middle East and its effect on fuel prices at the pumps.
You are listening to the Joy Business Report. In our business journal today, cold store operators and print and press businesses say the continuous rise in electricity tariffs is increasing operating expenses, reducing profitability, and threatening business sustainability. Rosila Calistego has more.
Nobody go ask if you don't chop. Nobody go send you free money. If you not get now, you sabi. Others would not scam.
Electricity has become one of the biggest operating costs for businesses that rely heavily on power to keep their operations running. Cold store operators say higher electricity tariffs have significantly increased their monthly expenses, but intense market competition makes it difficult to raise prices without losing customers. As a result, many are cutting costs, rationing electricity use, and sacrificing profit to stay in business.
Now the bill has risen up. Even whatever credit that you buy, it is not sufficient with you. You can't increase because it is a competition between you and others. So when you keep on increasing, you lose more customers. They ask several cold stores before they will come to your end. So if you keep on increasing there, then you have a big problem with them. When we come, we just off it for about 3 or 5 hours. Then you put on the light again because we've been doing it doom so. If you don't do it like that, you end up pushing more money in the light and you will sell without a profit. I plead to the government that we that sell the frozen item, if he can give us a credit meter with a less prices that we too we can manage for our life, is good because it is frozen item.
When there's any increment, when you make the payment, by all means you have to pass it on to the customers. And passing on to the customers is going to be a general outcry because the customers, maybe today he comes and buys a kilo at, let's say, 45 cedis. The next day when he comes, he says 50 cedis. So that's why. So when you tell the customer that yesterday was this and today is this, some will understand you, but others will not understand you. Because customer is right, you have to keep on, explaining matters to them.
The challenge extends beyond the cold storage business. Printing companies, which also depend on electricity to power their production processes, say rising utility costs adding to already increasing prices of paper and other input. However, operators say the highly competitive nature of the industry makes it almost impossible to adjust prices without losing contract to competitors.
For the pricing, that's the way it goes. Because at times you go in for the jobs, your quotation, you send there, you go in for the money to come and do the job, you see paper prices, blah blah things, 1-2 changes, so it affects your profit. If you choose to increase, your other colleagues are not ready. The challenge is the unity is not there, it's not clicking. Some are not even part of the association, so he can go out there and do his pricing.
Actually, the electricity, when they increase it, though it affects us.